This is Morning Edition. Election Day is about 4 months away. North Carolina is again expected to be a swing state in the presidential election. Naomi Prilo has been following a first-time Afro-Latino voter as he considers what issues are important to him.
Before the pandemic, Brian used to spend his weekdays at Irving Park Elementary in Greensboro helping kids with their schoolwork and what he calls behavioral issues.
At the time, I was working with kindergartners and first graders. You know, they're still in their fundamental stage where, you know, they need to do three-letter words or four-letter words. And, you know, I would just help them do that and mostly get their behavior in check.
Brian wants to be a teacher. He's worked with kids for about a year now. When the pandemic hit and schools went online, he says he learned even more about his profession.
As teachers, we are so essential. Even with this pandemic, it's shown me how essential we are in my first year of teaching. Like, I've seen a lot that has happened. We need new technology. We need more resources in the school system. So funding towards education would be so beneficial.
With about 4 months until Election Day, Brian hopes both President Donald Trump and Joe Biden will talk more about education. Where they stand on the topic will help him decide who gets his vote. He has one issue he's very interested in.
Student loan debt, for sure, as a broke college student. We don't want to have a burden of the 4 years that we spent just to even get our degree. That would be a good topic of discussion.
Brian comes from a family where education is not only valued, but it's a livelihood. His mother, Nolia Mena, is a Spanish language teacher at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. His grandparents were teachers in Honduras. Mena says she became a teacher because it's her passion. She also wants to expose her students to something different.
I realized that most of the Latino students are not aware of the presence of Afro descendants in Latin America. The lack of presence in the media, it does not include Afro descendancy in it. And it's hurtful for me.
Some Latino organizations want to change that lack of representation. Ads like these target young people online and on TV.
Hispanic students are almost a fourth of the student population, but less than 8% of all teachers are Hispanic. Why does that matter?
Because all too often, children from Black and Hispanic families lack the valuable resources at home to prepare them for college and to get a good job.
Deborah Santiago is with Excellency in Education. It's a national nonprofit aimed at increasing Latino access to higher education. Santiago says there's a perception that Latinos don't value education, but that's a myth.
It's seen that Hispanic parents disproportionately value education. They might not know how to get there. They might not have the knowledge of the pathway and the system of education, but that doesn't diminish their commitment to it.
As the Latino population continues to grow, so does their college enrollment. But according to the Pew Research Center, Latinos are still less likely to get a four-year degree than other groups. Latinos are aware that getting a degree is the pathway to economic stability, according to Santiago.
It's clear that education is a critical issue that Latinos care about, and certainly is a part of what informs their voting decisions.
A group in North Carolina is working to get more Latinos to earn degrees as well. Maria Rosa Rangel is with the North Carolina Society of Hispanic Professionals.
We need to be more intentional about recruiting Latino educators because if we truly believe in equity and if we really want to make a difference, we need more Latino teachers. And we are also losing a lot of students because they don't see themselves reflected in the curriculum. They don't see themselves reflected in the classroom.
The lack of Latino educators, especially Afro-Latino, is one of the reasons Brian Guevara wants to become a teacher. He wants to change the way teachers interact with their students, especially minorities.
You know how teachers treat, you know, Black kids, which I have experienced in my time, you know, in that school. It's just the, you know, stigma that they already have for these kids. I try to give all kids their confidence.
Teaching and inspiring students is what Brian says he wants to continue doing and follow in the footsteps of his grandparents and his mother.
God puts you on this earth for a reason. And, you know, I know I'm still young, but, you know, this is my purpose.
And that's a purpose he's glad to embrace. Naomi Prilo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.